our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're awesome.
Most of us are awesome.
And we have a guest today.
Two of us are awesome. Pick two.
We have a guest today.
We have un guest. What's guest in Spanish? Do you know?
Guest. Gesto.
I don't remember. Yeah, it's probably gesto.
I think it's gesto.
It's probably. It's obviously well, first gesto. Off, Spanish really has a g sound.
Gesto?
No, it's.
A visitor. Visitoro.
Alexa! Alexa, what's guest in Spanish?
Sorry, I don't know the answer.
Oh, she can't translate stuff.
She's the
someday,
worst.
Someday she'll be able to.
I keep getting emails about all the stuff she can do, but they don't give me emails about what she can't do.
That's true, she doesn't. And honestly, it's not even like Amazon builds those apps. They're third-party apps that they're just like, sure, you can enter. It's basically like an app store.
Ready? Mm.
They call them skills.
Yep. Wisped. H-U-E-S-P-E-D. Wisped.
Wisped? I never heard that
before. I feel like
before.
Maybe we found that out once.
She gave me
We probably did like a travel unit it's, once, right?
That's the tiniest doctor.
Yeah,
Dr. Pepper. It's
a 12-ounce
it's
bottle.
It's a can worth in a bottle.
Yep.
Mm.
So we can waste more plastic as a society.
Mm. And have less zero calories.
We went to PAX!
Oh, yeah. Holy shit, we went to PAX.
We spent 2 days at PAX. It was
awesome.
A lot of stuff, but it was less swag than I was expecting. Apparently the swag has gotten worse in recent years. It used to be you got a lot of stuff. And
I got a super sweet playmat.
You did pay for that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really... It's not swag if you pay for it.
Oh.
Swag's like the free stuff they give out to promote. But there wasn't that much of that.
Oh. Yeah, they gave me like
Let's
posters
talk about
and
the things
stuff.
We experienced at PAX.
We met some people.
We went to some awful panels.
We went to some good panels. All the magic ones were awesome.
The magic ones were awesome. The Loading Ready One ones were decent.
Yeah, pretty good. The Markiplier one was pretty
the
bad.
The Markiplier one was horrible. The voice acting in video games one that I went to separately from you was not that great. The moderator just kind of asked the same questions you always hear at that sort of thing. Like, do the voice. What was it like getting into this character? How did you choose this character? Blah, blah, blah,
Well, that's because it wasn't Chris
really...
Hardwick being the moderator.
It's true. yeah, I actually left during the Q&A of that because the questions were so bad. They
you
were not good.
You changed my life.
No, it was like, if you could voice one video game character, what would it be? Like,
really?
On. Yeah. People can't ask good questions. The magic panels had really good questions. People asked good questions.
Yeah.
There was like an Indian guy who brought up like, hey, there's this new set you're doing that's clearly based in India. Thanks for not putting elephants in it.
Like, appropriating mm-hmm. the culture, which is cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
The Wizards tries
really
hard
really
to
well.
Not do that. Because they get consultants.
Like,
so.
I'm nervous about the Egypt one, but at least that's ancient Egypt, so it shouldn't be
Yeah,
as
well, I mean, that
hard.
Was the same thing with, like, with Theros was Greek.
It was ancient Greece.
Yeah, so they're not going to misappropriate ancient stuff.
So did you need me at some point to remind you to come check this food?
Oh, there's
it'll
dinner
be,
being cooked.
Be yeah, where we're making arepas.
It's like chicken. There's chicken and, like, little round things.
They're basically tacos with, like, a thick... brown tortilla
it's like
thing?
A thickened taco
yeah it's like a taco pouch situation
yeah,
isn't it though
kinda, yeah.
Yeah so what else did we do at PAX who did we meet at PAX
I did not go to PAX for the record
my sister Amanda
yeah,
did not go to PAX
she decided she didn't want to go to PAX
it was
not
really expensive honestly
oh
it was like $45 a ticket so
yeah.
we
so,
thought about going
okay,
today but
so
it was
the
just
first
expensive.
Day the first thing I wanted to do was to meet a concerned ape from Stardew
Valley. Stardew Valley, that was your main goal, and it was like the last like room we went into at the convention.
Yeah, well, he was all the way up in the sixth floor. But I got to see some new games. The Final Fantasy
VII. Let's talk about Concern Date for a second. Let's not slide by that. So this guy made Stardew Valley, we've talked about a lot of times before. He goes by Concerned Ape. Mm-hmm. He does not go by his real name.
Just ever?
But he had Shane with him from in the game.
Just Shane.
And there was another girl. She wasn't there, I don't think, when you were there, but there was like a long redheaded girl. I'm like, that looks familiar.
So the people are people
And
he knows.
I think that the programmer guy in the game, the kid, the teenager, is based off of him.
Oh, he's
Because it looks
Sebastian?
Like him. Sebastian, it looks like him, right? And he like sits in his house and codes by himself all day, so I think it's
plays,
based off him.
Plays games.
Yeah, I have a feeling every one of that game is just somebody new.
That's awesome, though, because they're all good characters.
So yeah, they're really cool, and
And if you haven't played Stardew Valley, just play it already. Why
if
haven't
you haven't
you?
Heard about Stardew Valley, listen to some of our older episodes where we wax
or just
on
go to,
poetically about it.
Steam and
there's
buy
gonna
it.
Be a new update
like
coming pretty soon
in like a month, yeah.
Where like there's other options for your farm can be set up differently. You can divorce people. Mm-hmm. You can marry Shane and Emily.
That's all you ever wanted. Was
that's
to marry
all anybody
Shane.
Ever wanted. I mean, I don't know. After meeting real Shane, maybe. It's all anybody wants to do is fix him. But anyway, so on the same line as Concerned Ape, you were playing in like a thing on Saturday. And I was not, so I was just kind of wandering the con floor again. And then I went back to the Stardew Valley booth to just stand around. And I noticed they had some posters. And I was like, I wonder how you get a poster. And then the girl in front of me in the line was like, how do you get a poster? And I heard Concerned Ape say something on the fifth floor. And I was like, what? Something on a floor, which means they're selling them here. Mm-hmm. So I Googled it, and I found out what company was selling them.
I didn't even look at that poster yet.
Oh, yeah, we should
unveil
pull out the poster. It? So, well, before I do that, I want to finish the story. So okay. I Googled it. I found out what company sells them. I found where their booth was from a picture on their Twitter.
Nice.
It was next to Destiny in the main, like, game hall, the one that had all the indie games in it.
Okay.
So I went there, and they had Stardew Valley t-shirts and posters.
That's awesome.
So I got a t-shirt for me that says Stardew Valley on it, and I got a poster for you. And then I went back, and I got him to sign it.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't even seen the poster yet. But I see it's on the table over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was in the bedroom, but I moved it because I was afraid of it getting crushed.
That's about
this is
fear.
Apparently our poster table, because we now have like two or three posters
yeah,
on
Yeah, posters
table.
We have to get.
We keep getting posters and then not putting them up.
Yeah, we have to get some frames.
We do have to get some frames. All right. Oh, here, you unveil it. It's your poster.
I'm
going to
open
it
up.
I got
it
for you as a present with our collective money, so. It's a thicker card stock sort than you'd expect.
Oh, it's a little map.
Yeah, it's a stylized version of Pelican
That's
Town.
That's awesome.
And he signed it down here and drew like a little.
He drew a little star fruit. The star drop.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. There's my farm. There's the desert.
Mm-hmm.
There's the cave. What is this? Oh, that's the quarry. There's all the stuff. There's the beach. That's so great.
Yeah.
I love it.
I thought it was cool. The other option was one that was for like the summer festival, but you never really cared about the festival.
No, I don't care about that.
So
this is awesome though. We're gonna get this framed along
yeah,
with
the
other
one.
Yeah,
that was the plan. The plan was to get it framed. Leave it unrolled actually.
Okay.
It needs some time to rest.
Yeah, okay.
Hey sister, you wanna stir that and see if it's still simmering?
I would love to once I check my little baby.
I'm sorry you've been so quiet so far.
Well, I have nothing to contribute to these conversations.
It's okay.
We're so, good. Yeah, we had a very
We're good.
Okay.
A very action-packed weekend.
We really, really did.
So we got to meet a few of the Loading Ready Run people.
Yeah, we met Graham and...
They were just hanging out.
I forgot who else.
But they just hang out. They're just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, they were just around. Yeah. Like, I kept seeing them, like, in lines
super
for stuff.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Yeah, it'll disperse.
Yeah,
evaporate.
It'll evaporate.
Yeah, but it's on low, so it's not even...
I wanted it to be watery because it was already really dry, remember?
Yeah, it's cool how just, like... I saw so many magic people just all over the place.
Yeah, I met Chris Cluey.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
That
he's
was
like
cool.
He's like a football man.
He's
who
a
likes
previous
games.
Football guy. He owns a game store. Mm-hmm. He plays magic. He plays all sorts of other stuff, like World of Warcraft.
He just likes games.
He likes games. He's an activist.
And he's got a bunch of money because
really
he
cool.
played football for a while, so
yeah.
he could just go do his
he
stuff
he played
he
football
wants.
For a while and also saved his money smartly, which
right.
most football players don't do.
Right.
So now
so
he's
now
got
he
a bunch
go,
of money and
can
do whatever
he wants.
He's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
He's like an awkward guy.
Yeah, because he's a nerd.
He's a nerd.
Yeah.
So Should we detail the other things? Maybe we should just, like, stick to day by day. So Friday, what did we do?
Friday, we...
Friday, we stuck together.
Yeah, we stuck together. And I stuck together. We went to the Loading Ready Run panel.
We did.
We went to the... there was a couple magic
Drive to
things.
Work.
The Drive to Work.
It was really good. Very sparsely populated.
It was sad because there wasn't a lot of people there.
It wasn't advertised well, for one.
And,
then
it wasn't in the magic building.
Yeah, and the location for it was not publicized very well.
And it was, like, literally...
And it was incorrect in the app. Because PAX has an app, like a schedule and map and stuff, and it wasn't in there, like, an hour before the panel, so...
Luckily, we knew about it, and we were there. But there was maybe, like, 50 people.
Yeah. It wasn't advertised as
but
anything connected with
Mark,
magic.
Mark Rosewater doing his podcast. We sat front and center.
Right, front and center. Could not have been more front and center.
And they threw magic packs at us.
They threw magic packs at
us. Which we're going to open on the podcast.
Yeah, we are going to open them on the podcast. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do that yet, though. What else did we do that day? That was the write a sketch for Loading Ready Run Day, right?
Yeah. When they did
that sketch didn't come out that great.
Yeah,
it didn't come out the way I wanted it to. It wasn't
there
as
was
funny.
A Rolling Ready
was
Run
the
panel
other option. They might still film it.
Stuff.
They'll probably still film it.
The other one was that was it for that day. Then we came home and relaxed.
I bought a shirt.
Yeah.
That day.
I didn't buy anything the first day. The second day I bought a draft. I played a draft because I wanted to get the playmat, because if you won if you won two rounds and lost one, you got enough points to get a playmat.
So the way it was set up is that if you did an event, if you paid to get into an event, you won tickets or coins?
Yeah, like points.
You won points based on your win record for the event. So it was $20 an event. Conceivably, out of an event, you could get, 12 points total, maximum, minimum of 6 points. So the first day we were there, they have a whole prize wall you can pick, and the points correlate to different prizes you can get. The first day we were there, the playmats were 10 points, and we're like, oh, that's super awesome. We'll just get a playmat this way because they're $30 if you pay for them cash.
Yeah.
So the first day, Adam didn't play any events because we were sticking together. We thought that it would be a good day to, you know, hang out, find the whole con, and then do our separate thing on Saturday, which is what we did. But Saturday when we got there... They were
what happened was I signed up for the event. I was like, okay, this is cool. I'm going to go get the event. I'm going to get the playmat, you know, because I just only have to go 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I sat down to draft, I found out that they raised the price to 20 points.
Yeah.
So I'd have to do two events to do that.
And then halfway through the draft, I came in and talked to you and was like, hey, there are 30 points now.
Yeah, I just said, just go buy one, so we just have it.
I just went and bought
one. And then I won, I went 3-0, and I got 12 points, and I just bought 6 packs of Battle for Zendikar, thinking that maybe I would it was my last-ditch effort to get an Expedition.
We opened so many Battle for Zendikar packs, just looking for an Expedition. I bought them at Target all the time, so many, you drafted a ton.
Yeah, we opened them on the podcast.
We never opened
them.
An Expedition, you ended up having to buy an Expedition at one point. You traded for one because you were just so desperate for
trade.
It. Last-ditch effort to get an Expedition, what happened?
I got 6 packs from the prize wall from my 3 wins that I got. I opened up two of them, I gave 2 to you and 2 to your sister, and... Second one I opened had an Expedition.
Expedition.
The last pack of Battle for Zendikar I opened had an Expedition.
Yeah, we're probably never, unless it comes up in a Chaos Draft, probably never going to open Battle for Zendikar again.
But that was it. I got a Verdant Catacombs.
Finally got...
And it was a good one. It's like
$180
Yeah,
it's one of the better ones.
So yeah, that paid for my...
I never got one. I really wanted one, but that paid for both of our tickets to PAX.
Yeah,
pretty
so that worked out.
You're never going to sell it, though.
No, I'm
going to
keep it.
Doesn't really matter. So that was... Friday, and then Magic on Saturday. The Magic set that is coming out, the new one, is Kaladesh, like we just mentioned. They had this, street fair thing set up. That was pretty cool. I got, an airbrush
tattoo.
And
they unveiled so many new cards.
They spoiled a ton of cards.
Yeah, the pre-release is in 3 weeks.
Yeah. So it was a ton of cards. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Saturday, what else did I do? That's pretty much it. I just kind of wandered around a lot and went to a couple panels.
Yeah, we went
to the
Jackbox.
Jackbox at PAX Box panel.
So this is relevant to people that we've played Jackbox with.
This is relevant. So we got to see a new game and a new version of an existing game.
Yeah, it was, what's the one?
Quiplash?
Quiplash. Quiplash 2 they were playing.
There's a new version of
Which
Quiplash 2.
Which is pretty
2.
Much the same thing as Quiplash,
it
except
is.
The
this
last
is the last round is a little
bit
different.
Different.
And it was... there is, so the last round of Quiplash 2, rather than having everybody answer the same question, they're different challenges now.
Yeah, it's not as good. I don't think
it's
as good.
I think it just brings a little bit of variation
a little
to
different,
the game.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool, though, because this the thing was geared towards the specific people that were on stage.
Yeah.
So there was like four pseudo-celebrity people who were playing in the panel, and all the questions on the screen were about them. Mm. So that was cool.
That's kind of great. Mm-hmm.
And, then they played another game called TKO, which is
TKO,
like, it's awful to watch it, but I'm sure it's fun to play.
It was good to watch for the last, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, because there was
first,
so
like,
much set up.
15 minutes was terrible.
Yeah, because it was nothing happened. Because you had to draw three pictures then come up with five catchphrases.
Yeah, the premise of it is that you design a t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
and then the best t-shirt wins in, like, a gauntlet
throwdown. So it's like 5 minutes of them just drawing pictures without us seeing.
Yeah, so each person, and maybe the times were stretched out because of the panel they were on, but I think that was
it was like 90 seconds for each
drawing. So, yeah, you had 90 seconds for each drawing, and you have to do three drawings.
Yeah, and then after the drawings.
So that's automatically 4.5 minutes of us just sitting there waiting for them to do that.
And then
after
two more
the
minutes
drawings,
is five. You have to do five catchphrases.
Yeah, it's 2 more minutes of sitting for them, watching them do catchphrases, mm-hmm. and then they... Between everybody who's playing, each person picks like a good combination.
And then they put
the
shirts up, and the shirts were cool.
They did end up pretty good.
That was a lot of fun seeing what they came up with.
Yeah,
but just the waiting around.
It was so much time.
I think when you're playing it, it's probably better because you're actually doing the work, so it takes less time. Like you're drawing the pictures and doing the catchphrases.
That's true, but on the flip side, I think if you're playing, right, you're only playing with three friends or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe you have three friends in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The voting at the end would be really anticlimactic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there's only three votes, right? It's either going to go one way or the other.
Yeah.
If you're sitting in a room with 800 people,
yeah.
the voting is a lot more interesting.
Yeah, because it's like 500 voted for this and 200 voted for that. But
yeah,
so there was 800.
There were 800 guest audience members, which was crazy.
We were all there. But yeah, that was fun. And then I got to meet Mark Rosewater.
You did get to meet Mark Rosewater.
Cool.
It didn't go too awkwardly.
No, it was okay.
It was all right.
Is he
the guy that does the drive-in to work thing?
Yeah,
yep, he's the drive-in to work guy.
He's the main.
He's
the
head
one
you heard talking a whole bunch earlier.
The head designer for Magic.
He talks
on videos.
Loudly.
He talks loud and fast.
He's loud and fast. Yeah.
He knows what he wants to say.
But yeah, we got to meet him briefly, and that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's on your playmat?
He's on my playmat, which I have the playmat with Space Noodle on it now from PAX.
It's really cool. There's a card art in Kaladesh that has a structure in it because Kaladesh is Indian based, but it's also yes.
Alexa, set a timer for 15 minutes.
Nope. She said no.
She
said she didn't want to do that.
Set a timer for 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Yeah,
there we go.
All right.
So, Kaladesh, in addition to being, like, Indian-inspired, is also, there's sort of an inventor's fair going on. I think we touched on this briefly last week, but one of the cards is sort of a landscape of Gurupur, the city on Kaladesh that this all takes place in. And there's a structure, like a building that looks pretty Space Needle-esque. And I don't think that's an accident, considering
they're based in Seattle. But, I mean,
on the playmat, they replaced that structure with just the Space Needle.
So there's a Space Needle
really cool.
at downtown Gurupur with the Inventors Fair. It's all really bright and happy.
It was cool.
And it's a really awesome playmat, and I got Mark Rosewater's signature on it.
Another thing that happened on Saturday was my sister flew for the first time on a plane. Do you want to talk about your experience flying a plane?
Scary. I don't like it.
What
I realized, specifically scared you?
I realized I will never skydive ever, because even getting, 100 feet off the ground, I was like, no, I don't want this. Yeah. All in all, it was pretty uneventful. I got through security just fine. I made my flight just fine. We didn't have much for turbulence. It was pretty clear the whole time. But I don't like being in clouds. Being above clouds is scary, too, but it's better than being in clouds. Because when you look out the window and it just... Okay, so there's a point when we were ascending, when we'd gone through the first... So there's, two layers of clouds.
Yes, yeah, in
there's
between
like
the layers
clouds,
of clouds.
It's scary.
There's,
horrifying.
Fluffy... The clouds you see, there's fluffy clouds. And then there's, another layer of, atmospheric clouds that are, thinner. And I freaked out because I didn't know we were still ascending. And I saw this, white, what looked like smoke to me, coming off of the plane.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're going down. We're crashing.
We're just
smoke.
Dying.
That's
we're dying now.
We're dead. That's what
turns
happened.
Out they were just clouds. But yeah. No, I mean, it's kind of cool, but I don't think it's my preferred method of travel.
It's fine. I like
okay.
a train. But honestly, I think train so do. They really do. Long. They're actually super expensive.
They're also
too.
Super. Yeah, it would have been more expensive for me to go by train than.
It's weirdly expensive.
I'm not scared of planes at all. I'm just like annoyed that they're so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I don't find them that uncomfortable.
I'm big, though.
Lucky. Yeah, as like a smaller sized person, or really an average sized person, I'm not that tall. I'm not that wide. Yeah. They're fine.
They upgraded our plane size, so they fully sold out the plane I was supposed to be on, which was supposed to be like 125 seats or whatever. And they upgraded the plane size to a bigger plane, so there was like 160 seats, and I got the whole row to myself.
That's,
it was great.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah. Why do they never do that on mine? All they ever do is, like,
we're offering $400 if you're willing to delay your flight.
Yeah.
Don't ever take that, by the way.
No, because you don't have to. They have to give you the full price if you...
Yeah, if they have to kick you off, they give you, like, the minimum is, like, $600 that they have to give you. Yeah. And they have to be able to give it to you cash.
Yeah.
So never take those deals.
Don't ever take those deals. But yeah.
So anyway,
it wasn't too bad. I got into SeaTac just fine, and I made it here. You took my
32-step walkthrough.
Took my 32-step walkthrough.
And then you decided to explore on your own and go the wrong way.
Yeah. Okay, so I decided to go on an adventure to Safeway, to the grocery store, because I was hungry and I wanted to eat some food.
My sister didn't really explain
how the transit system works. She just explained to me what I needed to do to get to her apartment.
Which is all I intended to do.
But she did not explain to me how the buses worked. I assumed the buses were on loops and not just a like straight shot for each route. So I did not know there was a bus that went each direction. Mm. So I got on the bus that went the wrong direction and made it to the end of the line. It was like, I don't see the stop my sister told me to get off on.
So one thing we know about Seattle buses now is that there's one in each direction for every
route. If you're
route.
On the south side of the street, it will go east.
That's true. I remember that about Grand Forks, though, now, is that there's only one bus. So you don't get one for each direction.
Oh, it just circles around.
It's just
around
one.
And
it goes
back.
In big
circles. That's what I always
assumed buses
did. You just
have to ride
it
a little bit longer, but now they go both directions.
I just always assumed that's what happened, because I'm pretty sure that's what most of Fargo's routes are like.
Yeah, probably.
Because
they don't use their public transportation.
I was so confused.
Like, nobody uses it there, so it'd be ridiculous to double up.
Only college students really use buses there. College students are low-income people.
You
which
figured
is not
it out.
A lot.
Yeah, I
and
did.
And
well, we met you at Safeway, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were fine.
Safeway is pretty sweet in Ballard.
It's a grocery store.
I mean, every grocery store here sucks compared to every grocery store in Fargo. I didn't know how privileged we were when it came to grocery stores, where we have a ton of variety
and
of
cash-wise.
Everything to choose from. I don't know. I disagree. I think our grocery stores are just fine. Like, what do you find lacking that we don't have?
We get like 5 varieties of each item, and you get 2. You know what I mean? Like, of different brands or whatever.
I don't know. I don't feel that even.
Mm-mm.
Like...
Look at the sheer size difference. I mean, if you go to one in Grand Forks or in Fargo, you get this giant
grocery
store.
No, Safeway is super huge.
I don't know.
QFC is small,
it
but
felt
small Safeway is huge.
It still felt smaller.
You haven't even been to Market Time.
There's only one of those.
We can go to Market Town.
We should go to Market Town. I went to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Trader Joe's.
Turns out I love Trader Joe's.
There's only one option there, but it's Trader Joe's option.
Yeah, I know, but I love it.
And I want it all.
I want everything. Yeah. I want all of Trader Joe's.
No, there's like multiple peanut butter options.
Sure. Yeah, well, they're all Trader Joe's options.
Most of them, yeah.
It's like there's 70 different peanut butters.
They do have a few items that they don't have exclusively Trader Joe's stuff, like yogurts.
Yeah,
and
we bought a big bucket of cookies. I've been consistently eating, even though they contain coconut.
Yeah, and she doesn't like coconut.
I don't like coconut,
weird.
But I'm eating them anyway.
Yesterday, we went to the zoo.
We did go to the zoo.
I saw some animals.
You saw some animals.
Saw a little baby gorilla. It was pretty cute. A little tiny gorilla. A
little baby gorilla.
So we have stuff. We have like,
we're still talking about
segments.
What we did. We did things.
We have segments?
Yeah, we have
to
do a snack.
It.
We have to open magic cards.
We'll get to it.
Look. We're going to rush through our time. You guys spent enough time on magic that I can talk about my day.
It's true. She didn't talk for like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. So
we went to the zoo.
We went.
I'm
going to
get some
what else did we do
right
last night?
What did we eat for lunch yesterday?
We had banh mi, which is the first time I've ever had that.
She's never had banh mi before.
It was so freaking good.
Last night, we bought a bunch of mushrooms and made mushroom stroganoff.
We did before we remembered that Adam did not like mushrooms.
Yeah, I kind of remembered that like a little too late.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because I got dinosaur chicken.
He got
cakes.
Dino chicken
nuggets.
Dinosaur chicken nuggets, which is pretty great. High quality stuff.
Dinosaur
that's kind of all we did.
Awesome.
We went to Target, bought a pillow.
Yeah, bought a pillow. A couple candles, which I never even started smelling that candle. Did you notice
that?
I think I can smell it.
I don't know. Well, now food's overpowering it, but I didn't smell it.
But it smells like a candle.
It's so wet. It's still wet, yeah. So today we went to Pike Place Market. We did. It was pretty market-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some mazarepa. Now we're making arepas. And we got some cotija cheese. I ate hambao. You ate some barbecue.
I ate some barbecue.
I had a barbecue pork stick from the Chinese thing that I really regretted because it was mostly fatty. And the guy who served it to me, well, the dryness didn't bother me that much. The guy who served it to me was just eating. Like, he was sitting at a table eating, and then he stood up and came to the counter and, like, grabbed my food and gave it to me. And I was like, cool.
That honestly wouldn't bother me at
all. No, he didn't at all. That would not bother me. I mean, it doesn't bother me that much, except that it's really illegal.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that does not pass food codes.
Thank you so much to buy the goods.
Mm-hmm.
I give this Japanese paper washi to you. Mm-hmm. We look forward to receiving an order from you again.
Please come for play.
The net shop was opened.
Yeah.
Can you buy goods here at a low price?
Uh-huh.
Please come for play.
Please come for play.
J-Mart Shop.
Uh-huh.
Website listed at Samurai Japan.
I need to eat those. Caplico
thing. Oh, we got them right here.
Oh, we have some.
Oh, I don't need it right now.
Oh, wait, there. I don't need them right now.
Right here.
Oh, man, I don't.
Wait, this is our snack
drawer.
Holy
shit, you have so many
snacks.
These
are our snack drawers.
Okay, so these are almost exactly like the Crunchy
Rollers. Dude, I forgot where I got these.
They're so good.
I forgot where I got them. I thought it was Daiso, but it wasn't Daiso.
Not the one by me.
No. These are the honey cinnamon ones. We got these together, didn't we?
Mm-mm. You brought them. You said, I bought these at so and such a place.
Oh, we went to the candy store today and I got a bunch of candy.
Could have been Fred Meyer.
Oh, I think it was Fred Meyer.
I got a bunch of candy, guys.
Did you get a bunch of candy?
I
did. Like,
I got chocolate. I got mint chocolate. Holland mints.
We want to have our snacks. I bought a whole bunch.
Oh, we were still talking about what we did today.
Yeah, we didn't do much else.
Did we do something else today?
It's my bag has all the snacks in it.
Oh, really?
My bag
has the snacks in it. You just went to Pike Place Market mostly, right?
Yeah.
Where's my bag?
It's right here.
Okay, I got
it. Oh, we bought your chair is on it. We bought 14 nail polishes.
We did. For $3.50.
Yeah.
All right.
One
snack
of them's
number
from, like, the late 80s.
We have sour smog balls. Crunchy candy with a sour, chewy center.
I'm for it.
I'm into it.
We're going to do this.
Alexa, how much time?
Oh, they're tiny.
Oh, no.
Oh, and they smell awful.
No. Never. It's okay. She'll get confused in a second.
Here, eat one.
Alexa. How much time is left on the timer?
Nope.
She doesn't care.
All
right.
We all got yellow ones.
We got yellow ones.
Right,
go. Oh, they're not crunchy.
And anyway. They're not something I can chew.
Was yours crunchy?
It's not sour.
I mean, they have a crunchy outer shell. Mine wasn't. Mine was chewy.
Mine
had a crunchy outer shell. I guess it's a little sour.
Wait, what? Guys, mine had a crunchy outer shell, and it's sour. What are you talking about?
Mine
isn't
sour.
Let me try another color. Let's try another color.
Okay.
You dropped one.
Yeah, whatever. I got a green one.
Okay, we all got green. Oh, that was crunchy.
I'm going to break my teeth on this thing.
Yeah. My last one wasn't crunchy. This is also sour. This one's more sour than
it's
the other
It's a little
one.
Sour.
I didn't say it was super sour.
It's not as sour as I was expecting.
Is there another flavor? What other flavors do we have?
Yeah, there's like three more.
I'm not even that impressed.
Oh, you can eat 28 pieces for 107 calories. Yeah.
All right. The other one we have
is gum.
There's
other flavors.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try blue.
These are like toxic waste barrels, but they have goop in the middle.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to try the blue one.
Ah!
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to break my teeth on those.
I feel like you're supposed to probably like suck them in a little... More like a gobstopper type thing. These are fine, but they're not.
All right, this just smells like gumballs.
It's not gum though, right?
This one's gum.
It is gum?
Yeah.
Well, we want to eat any other snack we have before that, right? Do you have any other snacks?
I just got this one because I thought it was great. It says, break me, share
me. And share me. Oh, I'm opting out of that one. What is it? Coconut?
Chico stick.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I just got it because I thought it was
Oh, sure, funny. I like that.
All right. Here's all this right. one. We don't need to eat that. I just thought it was funny. Holly, here's your little toxic sour barrel.
I'm about to bite into it.
Did you put the flour in the batch of water?
Yeah.
Well, no, I usually put it in, like, when I make the spice.
It doesn't look very flowery.
Are you going to eat this or what?
Yeah.
I'll get it in.
Oh gosh. It's solidly some goop. And it's sour. Oh! Yeah, it's sour.
Oh, it's bloaty. Oh, man!
You get a punch of sour in your mouth.
These are much better than the smog balls.
I kind of like your smog balls when I go in here.
Ow!
What's wrong?
Your jaw doing a thing because
it's sour?
It's so sour. Here's the thing, though. There's way too much gum. I wish this was something I could eat and not just have to keep chewing. Mm. This is like Blow Pop gum where it's really soft.
Until I like
you chew it for a while. Which means the flavor is going to be gone in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And you just spit it out.
Fun fact about Amanda. I'm typically a gum swallower.
Yeah, I am too. Okay, you guys said this was really sour, so I'm expecting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I might cut it in half.
Did we overplay
with my tooth
it?
So I can see what
no.
it looks like.
Oh.
Good.
It also tastes like banana. Is it banana?
No. I don't taste banana.
Just got a little sour in the middle.
It's like gooey green.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Eat it.
You gotta eat it.
Eat it!
I want to squeeze it out.
Yeah, it's sour.
It's only sour for like a second, but it's good.
But when that sour hits you, it hits you. No? No. Did we play it up too much? I'm not playing it up too much.
Maybe I just got a less sour piece.
Could be. It didn't seem like there was that much goop inside of yours.
Those gumball or those other balls were sourer than this.
What?
No, they weren't. Yeah, they were. I disagree.
This candy, I'm not even impressed how sour it is. That one was sour for like 30 seconds. Or no, like 8 seconds it was sour and then it was done.
This was not sour at all for me.
What?
Maybe it didn't hit the right part of your tongue, because that's totally not a thing.
Didn't hit
at all.
The sour part of your tongue.
Yeah, it's not a mess.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's totally a thing. Definitely not a
I
myth.
Saw the map on video when I was like 9 years old.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They can't just tell you lies in school.
They can't just lie to you. You want to try this Chico stick?
No, it's coconut, dude.
I think I do.
You don't even know.
I'm going to go spit this up.
I just swallowed it.
I was really expecting this to be more sour. I'm sad now.
We'll get some other sour candy. We'll get some, like, sour... We'll get atomic, whatever you call it.
Lemon heads.
Remember how obsessed we were obsessed with fireballs in, like, seventh
grade. Atomic fireballs, like, seventh grade, I think.
Was it?
So this looks like it's, like, a Butterfinger.
It does look like a Butterfinger. It did say break me.
Share me.
Is it, like, Butterfinger on the inside?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? You want to break a little piece off?
I'm gonna just make
just
a mess out of it.
Just bite it.
Just bite it.
Alright.
It's real hard. It's crispy as shit.
Oh! You threw it all over the floor.
No!
Alexa! Shut up! She listens to me.
It's kind of Butterfinger-esque.
Mm-hmm. It's like a super hard outer shell.
Alright. I'm gonna need your opinion when I pull these out. Really hoping for more on that gum because we're gonna figure out if these are done because we need to tap them and see if they sound hollow.
Okay.
They didn't pop up at all, so they don't need to.
I thought they were supposed to pop up.
Look, they need to.
Okay.
It's fine. They need to. But we do need to know if they sound. We need like a knife or a fork.
I don't know where these things are in your kitchen.
Yes, I do.
Here.
Yes, I do. I thought you said they pop up.
Look.
Have they?
I forgot.
Pop up last
but
time?
They don't.
Okay.
Listen.
Does that sound hollow to you? No, it doesn't sound hollow to me yet. Let's give it another 5 minutes. They don't sound hollow. Alright. We're giving it another 5 minutes. The worst thing can happen is they're just super dried out, right?
Yeah, that would be the worst thing that can happen.
Alright, Alexa, set a timer for 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Oh my god.
She got it right.
Y'all should listen to me.
Alright, I'm gonna try the grape flavor of this weird sour thing. What flavor did I try?
What's that silvery, like, gray looking one?
I think that's grape.
The only one.
That's
too.
What I was
I'm just
going
to keep
for.
It in this
no,
thing because this is good.
No, this could be blue raspberry.
I think it's grape.
Did
think
we try red?
I'm going to try orange. It's not orange. It's got to be strawberry. It's pink.
I'm going to save that for later.
Oh, yeah, it's grape.
All right, we've had our snacks.
Oh, we got to open those packs of carrots that we got.
All right. I have a conspiracy pack and an Eldritch Moon pack that Mark Rosewater threw at us.
Yeah, I didn't even know Eldritch Moon existed. You just missed it. You guys didn't talk about it.
I thought we talked about it.
You didn't really talk about it.
It was spooky.
Adam didn't really draft it that much, so we didn't really win packs. Which we then substituted.
Do you have packs that you wanted to open?
I don't know where they are. I put them with yours.
Did you check on the table?
Yeah.
Did you check over there yet?
Chair butt.
I found them.
Were they in your butt?
No.
Oh, hey, does anybody want this air mattress?
Yeah, we got a free air mattress.
Well, you just got an air mattress?
No, I bought it and it was weirdly skinny, so I was going to return it, but then forgot to.
So we just have it.
What do you mean
we just
have it now? Skinny, like
narrow.
Flat?
What?
Yeah.
All right. Which pack do you want to open first?
Conspiracy.
Okay.
I'll be here just watching you open. Well,
I'm
going
to pick a card and I'm going to pass it because this is a draft set. So we have to draft these.
Okay, we'll draft it. This is going to be the longest podcast in recorded history.
No. You can draft two.
Oh, shit. I know what I'm taking. Keep eating these babies. Taking this and putting it in my tiny leaders binder.
Oh.
I have to go to Hookah Trade real quick. Hold on.
Is there a foil in every one of these?
No, there is not a foil in every one.
Do I have to have solid reasoning behind why I'm drafting these, or can I draft them because they're pretty?
You can draft it for whatever reason you like. I'm just taking this one because I need it for my tiny leaders.
I'm going to take this one. We're going to pass
taking
to the right.
Taking it off of your Pooker Trade requests.
My sister's going to do it too.
Okay. Oh,
so you
here's the
just
pack.
Won't have anything to open this time.
Oh, man. Blue raspberry is very sour.
Yeah.
Where did I put my... I don't know. I'll get it later.
Yes, it is.
I didn't look at any of the other cards in the pack.
Okay. Well, I'm out of time.
I just like this name.
Alright.
This is really good podcasting.
No, okay. So we'll just take
this. This is good for podcasts.
Ooh, shit. Overrun. I'm taking that.
You have like 15 all right. seconds.
Okay, we each get three cards, then we'll talk about the cards you picked.
Okay.
We're going to pause it while we do this.
No, we're almost finished.
All right. Three cards total. Here you go. Yeah. Wait, we're going to do this for four packs, though?
No, just this one
we're
pack.
We're just going after this.
All right.
Anything else good in there?
I don't have three cards, woman.
Oh.
Jesus.
Taking that. Okay. Do you have three?
I have three.
Okay. Then we're done. You can put them in that pile. All right.
All right.
So now.
You got three?
Who wants to talk about their picks first?
Do we have to go in order of pick?
I'm going first.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go in the order that I chose them.
And tell me why
too.
You picked it.
Garbage fire. I like the idea of fire on
garbage. Fire. It's garbage and it's on fire.
Uh-huh. That's the best song you've ever written.
Is it?
Ever. I wrote a song. I was singing a song today. It was so good. Maybe it was yesterday. What was the song I was singing?
Yesterday.
Oh my god, it was so good. It was probably about putting my shoes on.
It was
on.
About two bags. You had two bags.
Oh yeah, it was about
two bags. Then I proceeded to ask her how many bags she had because I legitimately wanted to know. Because I misunderstood.
And I was like,
I thought maybe
been...
she had three bags. She did not. This is not a joke. I literally asked her this while she was singing the two bags song.
I had been singing a song for at least a solid minute about how I
had
two bags.
Well, so what I thought, maybe she meant like two bags inside her bag.
But that wasn't the case.
Well, like a total of three bags?
Two bags.
I have no opinion.
Brooke. Okay, I also chose Vaporkin.
No, I didn't get to say my first one.
No, she has to tell. I'll tell all three of hers and why she picked them.
Yeah.
Did you say all three of yours?
No, yeah, I haven't.
She's doing hers.
Me. Why are you paying attention to this podcast?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about my two bags.
Vaporkin, because it looks pretty.
I think his name is Vaporkin.
Vaporkin.
Versions of Vaporkin is not Vaporkin.
Look at it. What does it say?
This says Vaporkin.
Vaporkin can block all the creatures of flying.
His name is Vaporkin. All right,
and then Sangromancer, because she looks like kind of hot or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, most of the ladies look kind of hot.
Some shit going down.
You can just
Alexa,
press. You can press the button on top and it'll stop her.
I want to tell her to stop. Oh god, she's still listening.
Yeah,
Alexa.
Which button? There's like seven.
Shut your yap.
Not. She's got it now.
Oh no.
You did it. It's fine. We're good. God. It's all good.
It's all good. All right. Yeah.
My pick one was Exotic Orchard.
Okay.
Because it's shiny and pretty.
Oh, it's a foil one. Here,
it's
put it in
the sleeve.
It's
foil and real pretty. It's so pretty. That's why I picked it. It's all pretty.
That's worth
pretty.
a couple of dollars.
My second choice was Brush Strider.
Okay.
Because he's majestic AF.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
My third choice was Illusion of Choice. Because I like that card, because you get to tell other people what to do.
You get to tell people what to do. All right, so my picks.
You're going to be like, good reasons.
My first pick was Savala.
This would be a good deck.
Savala, Heart of the Wilds, because I needed her for my Tiny Leaders binder.
You did, that's true.
And she's like $7, and I was going to pay $7 in Puka Trade to get it.
Instead, you're just going to get her for free.
Instead, I just have it. And she's a mythic rare.
We're going to put them in 5 more minutes, and then we're going to be done and pick something.
My second pick was Overrun, because this is the Balls card, and I also had a green card that I picked first.
The Balls card?
Yeah, this is like, this is the you win the game card.
Alexa.
Whenever you cast this.
Set a timer for 5 minutes.
And then the third card I picked was Emissary's Ploy. Which is a conspiracy which lets you choose a number, and then any you can spend mana as over in mana of any color to cast creature spells with that number. So you can just pick all the, every 3-drop, and you can cast them.
As expected.
Yeah.
You chose cards because they were good.
Yeah.
We chose cards because they look cool.
We can just put them in this pile here.
Oh, here's mine.
I'm going to put my Savala on the side. Okay, now we have 2 packs of Eldritch Moon. I like this. This is a fun game.
You got that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you take out my good one? No.
Alright,
my pretty orchard.
I'll put them over here with the good
one. Alright, we got another pack.
Alright, and we'll do. I like this drafting and then talking about our picks.
I do too. Especially when there's no good reason for my picks.
Yeah, it's fun to see what people take.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this pack is... There are no red cards in this pack.
There are no red cards in my pack. Nope, there's one. There's one.
There are zero red cards in my pack.
And a mountain.
All right, I've picked my card. You can't see it.
But you... What?
You can't see my... Don't look at it.
Is it a double-sided?
Yeah, it's a double-face. Flippy card.
I took it... Oh, I'll tell you all about it when it's my turn.
Yeah, I know you will.
I've never seen any of these because I mean, or anything like them because, guys, like I said, I don't know anything about this
set. Yeah, everything's spoopy.
I love it.
Ooh. Huh, what do I want here? This is a good pick. I'm gonna take that guy. Alright, you get one more pick. I mean, you're allowed to pick that.
Oh!
Don't judge me.
Can I pick one more from that pack? Because I know which one I want.
No! You should have chosen the first time.
Yeah, that's,
no, I need
that's how
a
drafts
different
work.
One. I need a different one.
That's how drafts work.
Yeah, well.
You got, this is your third pick? All right.
So I can...
All right. Who wants to talk about their picks first?
I'll talk about mine first.
Okay, Holly, tell me about your picks.
She's not done picking yet. My pick one was Slayer's Cleaver.
Okay.
Because he was cutting off some tentacles.
Uh-huh, he's a tentacle cutter.
And I was like, it reminded me of a butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe he's making dinner out of Eldrazi.
Mm-hmm, he's making some, like, sushi.
My pack two pick one. Was Slayer's Cleaver? It's me, pack one, pick two.
Yeah, I said Slayer's Cleaver.
Because I thought that if you're fighting an Eldrazi, you need the more cleavers you can get, the better.
Sure.
My pack one, pick three was Certain Death, because I thought maybe if the cleavers didn't work, I could just will it to happen.
That's reasonable.
I thought so. Someone else, go ahead. All right, my first pack, My first choice is Swift Spinner, because he's a spider, and boyfriend doesn't like spiders, but I think they're neat.
He's a spiderly spiderman.
My second one is, it's a token creature, and it's insect, because I decided to go on an insect kick.
Oh, did you see the other token?
Yeah. I loved him. I don't have him, but I loved him.
Who was
the
it?
Other one is like the sorcerer guy who yeah. is the insect.
Yeah,
oh,
he's like
oh, the wizard.
I was going to choose that, but then, I had already chosen a different one and didn't know where to put it back in the pack, and I didn't know if it was going to be a problem.
Oh, it didn't matter. We already mixed them up, so.
Well, pretend I chose that one, but also I chose this one. And it's Field Creeper, and it's because it kind of looks like
he's,
Jack Skellington.
That's my favorite art in the set.
It looks a little really Skellington dude.
He's my favorite. I want to get that tattooed on me somewhere.
Oh, don't. Oh.
That's maybe a...
That's that's maybe not
that's a bit
that
much.
Needs
okay,
to happen.
My pack one pick one was a foil Lone Rider because I can't not pick a foil, and Lone Rider's awesome because if you gain 3 life during your turn, he turns into a creepy Eldrazi it that rides as one, where him and the horse are one thing.
I like it. It that rides as one.
Yeah, see, look at the front, and then look at the back, and then you'll see what happens. There's a transformation happening.
It's a horse and a man who become a horseman.
Christ.
Horseman.
I love It That Rides. That's a great name, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this the Eldritch Moon is real spoopy.
Spoopy and then, moon.
And then my second pick was Thalia's Lancers, because it's a 4/4 first strike, and if I get a legendary creature, I can just go get it. And then my third pick was a Courageous Outrider, because it lets me look at the top 4 cards in my deck and gets a human and put it in my hand. And then first 2 picks were humans. And they're all white cards.
See, he's picking...
Alexa, stop.
I'm just picking because of draft.
It's the one with the dot on it.
Okay. But that was it. That was fun.
He's picking because he's trying. I'm picking for flavor.
Yeah, I was picking for...
I was picking to kill Eldrazi. I was like, Cleaver.
Yep.
I think we're done.
Death. All right.
That's our podcast,
if you're done, we're done, I'm done.
We're all done.
You have to sign it off, though.
Oh, Brock, I'll see you later.
Haven't you done that? Hold on.
I'm just saying it.
No. You can do better than that.
Watermelon on your way now.
Pick, call me later.
We're so good at this.
Cucumber melon.
Cucumber melon. That's... That means something.
Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.